four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is the Foul Mouth Podcast.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Foul Mouth Podcast. This is the beginning of season three for us. How are you feeling about that, Denver?
I'm freaking pumped, dude. We're here. We're sitting at Tailspin headquarters. We are at Duck Camp. It's game on for us.
Oh, like
it's go time.
Could not be any more excited. Has spent nothing but the past week getting ready.
I've been mentally hunting now for a week or so.
Yeah, mentally hunting for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've been driving hours in the car today to get here. Super, super freaking excited.
Yeah. Had to stop. We had to go buy different stuff, blind stuff. Had to go buy more shells. Yeah. Everybody's forgetting stuff.
We've had 9 months to prepare for this, and we were all scrambling last
and we
last
still
night,
and we still forgot things.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I had everything laid out in the living room, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, everything I own, the whole truck. I texted everybody in our group message this morning. I said, boys, I hope y'all don't need me to carry anything because I've got a full truck.
Yeah, it's stuffed to the max. Couldn't have taken anybody else. Me and the dog. We I think it's eight of us out here this weekend, and we have seven cars. So
yeah, we don't even have enough beds.
Yeah, we don't have enough beds, everybody. But we have, like I said, we got eight guys hunting this weekend with us, and we're gonna do a round table, bringing everybody on. We got some first time duck hunters. We got our guys that are gonna be sleeping in the hole. We got our buddies that hunt with us all the time. The whole gang is here, pretty much.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think it's going to be – we don't hunt this many people that often.
No.
So I think – what's your expectation going into the weekend?
Well, I have a different expectation, only because I know the area. I've got high expectations, but it's like we say, disappointment is onset by, you know,
improper
expectations.
So we're trying to keep the bar low, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I already, you know, put the boat in the water this evening. You know, we're getting ready to go get on it in the morning. I mean, it is 12:20 right now, and I'm supposed to be on that boat in less than 5 hours.
Yep, because we're going to be out in the water. 5 a.m. We're going to be searching for our spots, looking for the birds, because tomorrow for us is Friday, the day before season opens. Saturday we'll be banging on them, hopefully. But yeah, we even got an invite to go on a goose hunt in the morning, but we having to,
like, a guaranteed goose hunt.
Guaranteed goose hunt, bunch of birds, you know, 400 or 500 birds sitting on a feed. But we got to be disciplined, you know, guys. You got to look. Here's how to be successful on your opening weekend: go scout, look for your spot. Work hard, you know, make the tough choices, go out there and look, and, you know, it ain't going to be easy. Like, if you sleep in late, you're going to miss your spot, you know, if you're going public like we are. But first and foremost, we'll jump right into our first guy that we got here is the one and only Malachi Warren. Say hello, Malachi.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Malachi, it is his first time ever to duck hunt. I feel like Jake and you have been talking about it for like 2 years.
He was supposed to go last year, and then the Ducktanic sank.
Yeah.
And he didn't get to go.
Yeah, it's hard to take guests on a boat when your boat can't float. So, but hey, this is your first time. You see it on Instagram. You see the videos. We've been sitting here watching videos on TV of Daybreak and all those fun guys. What do you expect? What do you foresee yourself doing Saturday morning? When, you know, what are you envisioning happening?
Man, honestly, I've just been super excited for over a year to go now. You know, last year I was supposed to go, and Jake talked about his boat and everything, but I bought all my gear last year. I've got it brand new sitting in the box. First time coming, not only duck hunting, but hunting in general, first time. Super excited. I've got high expectations from hearing you guys talk about it and seeing y'all's photos online. Man, seeing all the birds y'all bag, like, I'm just super excited. Hopefully I can hit as many as you guys can.
Hopefully we hadn't built it up too much. Built it up, set the expectation too high from Alga. Yeah, we were just watching that stuff, just trying to even explain, you know, how it's going to go down to somebody who hadn't hunted before. It's like, we like have all this stuff in our head, but, you know, explaining it is like, oh shoot, you just gotta sit there and see it and watch it happen.
For sure.
But I'm excited for you to get out there and experience what we experience and share the same passion that we have. I know we played football together back in high school, and so like we have that shared passion of a sport, you know. So like having the shared passion of hunting is what brings all these guys together here. You know, we got 8 or 10 guys here, and we don't see each other most of the time during the year, except this time we're here hanging out at midnight at duck camp.
It doesn't feel that late.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that late. Yeah, I mean, I'm a dad. You're about to be dad. Like, this is late, you know, for me right now, but
for sure
on cloud nine. So
I know. We talked about it. Tomorrow evening is the night before duck season for us. And I already explained to Malachi before he came up here. I said, you might just be ready to not sleep.
Yeah.
I said, you may be able to go to sleep, but it is Christmas Eve night to me in Denver. Yeah. We are sitting around, like, literally opening morning of duck season could not be any more exciting to me.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I don't expect to sleep much the whole weekend. That's why we got some other guys coming on here that are going to be staying. I don't even want to say sleeping in the hole because
they're not going to sleep.
The temperature's dropping.
One last thing before we send you out there. Your wife told me this week that you have been nonstop talking about going hunting like for the whole year. Is that true? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. 1,000%.
Well, she's going to even hate us now because now you're really
He's going to be addicted.
You know? Oh, and I have competitive bones all through my body, so I can't wait to hopefully upstage you guys. I'm sure it won't happen, but looking forward to the opportunity.
He said just to make sure that he doesn't look like a rookie on everything, and outside. Everybody's got to start somewhere,
like,
you know?
We've always talked about how do you get into duck hunting. Here's the best way. No, have a friend that likes
That likes to go duck hunting and has the boat.
Yeah, so like here we've got extra shotguns. We're lending people shotguns and waders, and so it's going to be a great time. But Malachi, I'm super pumped for you. If you don't mind, go on the porch and grab. Who's next? Who's coming on next?
You
would say Weston.
Weston.
Yeah, let's go get Weston out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, honestly, could not be any more excited. I mean, we've got a brand new coffee maker sitting over there. I mean, duck camp galore around
fully
here.
Fully renovated duck camp.
Yep.
Thanks to our friends. I think that we got a garage here. We can park and leave our boats.
Yep.
We're still hunting public water, but we got a house close by. Like for us, it's best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly.
We're sleeping in our truck like we have been.
Caleb walked in earlier and he goes, "Man, this place is pretty. You know, it's pretty nice. You know, like it's pretty crazy." Now we're sitting here with our next guest. Welcome, Weston, to the podcast.
Hello.
And making his podcast debut, although not his first mention on the podcast. We've talked about him a couple times.
Yeah, Weston was with us at if you go back to 10-man episodes when we were, you know, in the timber in Arkansas having a good time shooting birds. Weston, we're glad to have you back. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm just happy to be here, to be honest with you.
I mean, what do I do with my hands?
Right, basically.
Well, as we've mentioned multiple times, we've already told the people that listen that we got some guys that are going to be camping in the hole for us this year, and that luckily gets to be you. You know, you got nominated to be that.
Have the most important job.
Yeah.
You can say that if I need to. It's going to be a blast.
Well, you know, you already brought your spotlight because, you know, as the whole guy, as the guy who sits and holds down the hole, like, your main objective is to just make sure nobody shows up and tries to take it. You don't have to be aggressive, but just, you know, you
he's a pretty big guy.
it's going to be held down. That's all I know.
How do you expect, who do you think is going to shoot better this weekend, you or Dylan?
I mean, there's no doubt that I'm going to win that one, absolutely.
How many shells do you bring this weekend?
Enough to have a good time. Yeah.
Did you bring more shells or more beer?
Questionable. Yeah.
They were sitting there counting their beers in the fridge, and I was like, "Boys, y'all can have at that pack that I got in there." And he's like, "You sure you want that?" And I'm like, "Well, it's been sitting in my house for 6 months, so go for it."
I don't know if this weekend will quite live up to our 10-man experience out there, but this, you know, being total different landscape, we're not in the timber, you know, we're hunting flatlands and stuff like that. You think you're going to be able to shoot as good? You know, we're going to have teal buzzing in 100 miles an hour. Then it's not going to be the mallards backpedaling in our face kind of thing, you know. But
you know, I don't really miss. to be honest with you. But yeah, no, mallard's a little bit slower.
Yeah,
I think I got it though.
Yeah, we got to aim a little bit tighter on those smaller birds. But
that's what the four shot's for.
Yeah. What shot did you bring?
I brought Migra. I brought 2.4 stack loads and 3.6 stack loads.
Speaking of the Migra situation, I called Avery Outdoors in Memphis. They have probably 5 cases of Migra.
Non-tungsten.
Non-tungsten.
Non-bismuth, because yeah, I went up there. And they were all 1-3 stack loads.
That sporting goods store in Mississippi, what's it?
Sportsman's Warehouse.
They had a few boxes, not cases. And then Oxbow, used to be Dixie Pickers, doesn't have any. They said they weren't getting any. Called Max Prairie Wings, though, and they have almost 500 cases. But still no tungsten.
Still no
apparently,
tungsten.
Apparently tungsten is just non-existent. Apparently it's only made in China or something like that. And who knows? But supposedly,
are we going to fact check that?
I mean, that's what the guy at Avery told me. So, I mean, I have no idea. But supposedly tungsten is super hard to find because Avery or Migra can't make it. Also, they're having struggles to get 410 loads, 20 gauges. So, Weston, what are you shooting? What shotgun?
No, I'm shooting an LA Nova.
You are?
Yeah.
You have one of those?
Yeah, you know, I've had it since we met the first time.
Okay, I didn't remember that. I know Dylan's borrowing one of mine, so.
Nah, I got my own.
Okay, good. I did bring 3 guns just in case.
I brought an extra gun, too.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got too many guns laying around this house already.
Yeah, but. Hey, well, Weston, we appreciate you coming in. We're excited. We appreciate you holding down the hole.
We appreciate your service.
Everybody needs a Weston in their group. You know, somebody's got to hold the hole down. And we're going to let y'all sleep in the morning while we go find the birds. And then we're going to get the spot warmed up for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll let you check in later on. So go grab Dylan's knucklehead if you don't mind.
Gotcha.
So I was fortunate enough to buy a few boxes of Migra at Avery. So I have maybe a half case. But that's
a half case.
Best case scenario. I did get all my other stuff. I got a few like timber loads from last year. So
yeah, I still have 4 or 5 boxes of timber sitting around. I brought some of that with me. Honestly, I prefer to shoot the 2-4 stack loads. I like the timber. I think that the 2-shot has some serious knockdown power, and especially when the big bird's coming in. But you know, shooting 4-shot at Little Teal just makes me happy on the inside.
Yeah. All right, checking in now. We got Dylan Hale, my brother-in-law, sitting here.
Resident tattoo artist.
Yeah, that's right, our bootleg tattoo artist.
Did you bring the tattoo gun this weekend?
I did not. I left it at a school in Blue Mountain, Mississippi.
Dang. I missed out. It's a perfect opportunity. You could have 7 clients this weekend.
Everybody would have been like, sure, why not?
So how many people, Dylan, have you told that you're sleeping on an island this weekend?
Everyone at school, me and Weston were bragging about it all
week. What are your expectations of, like, even how the night's going to go tomorrow night? Like, in your mind, like, play it, like, give me the vision in your mind of what sleeping on the island looks like. Because I've told several people, and they don't understand.
With me and Weston, there's no telling, honestly. I mean, the first thing he did was Google what animals are and the first thing he looked up was a black bear. He's terrified of black bears.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. He's going to be out there with a pot and pan.
banging around. Well, maybe, you know. I think you're going to be in the clear on that.
Yeah.
You know, there may be some wild other hunters out there. There have been Sasquatch sightings out here.
Yeah. The one thing that I was not worried about, but concerned about was the raging Cajuns that are going to be out there.
Yeah, there are going to be some raging
Cajuns. There will be some raging Cajuns.
Yeah. I've heard about them, and they're nothing to play with. No. I know that.
No, but they don't know who's going to be sitting in our hole, though. So they're going to have to.
Got 2 spotlights and 2 guns. That's all you need.
That's right. You'll be ready to go holding it down.
So the real question is this weekend, who's going to shoot better, you or Weston?
Me, for sure.
Yeah? What makes you confident in that?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I'm going to put the gun on the duck and it's going to fall every time.
Yeah.
I mean, which gun are you shooting?
Denver's Benelli Supernova.
Yep. Weston said he's shooting the same thing. I thought he was barring the gun, too. I was like, man,
we're about to have a problem.
I'm
going to
have to get another one.
He got a pair of waders and that Supernova for $249 at Weasel's in Hernando, Mississippi.
That's pretty good.
What is Weasel's? Is that a person or is that a sporting goods store?
It's a pawn shop.
Hey, that's perfect. We're always trying to give people tips on how to get into duck hunting cheap. You know?
Yeah.
So there you go. Weasel's in Hernando, Mississippi.
So the
hit up your local pawn shop.
Yeah, long story short, he walked in looking for a gun. He got his gun and he was like, Weasel, I guess, is the owner. He was like, hey, man, there's a pair of waders over there. No one's touched them in about 2 years. You can have them. They're a pair of freaking banded waders.
Hey, well, they didn't even check his ID or
nothing. No, nothing.
Yeah. So this weekend, are you going to drink more beers or shoot more ducks?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm already into the beer, and I have no ducks, so I'm looking more for the beer, honestly.
Well, hopefully we'll start getting the duck numbers in our favor starting Saturday.
Yeah.
What's your expectation? We got eight guys hunting. How many birds do you think we're going to kill? We can kill 42 total.
That's the goal, 42.
Actually, we can shoot 48.
I was going to say 48, right. Six times
private
eight.
School math, buddy.
Well, where do we have the number 42? Did I make that
42
up?
42 is 6 times 7. We hunt with eight guys, 6 times 8.
I'm going to delete that part.
Now, leave it in. This is a real podcast.
So you're saying we're walking out with 48?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I talked to you on the phone, you were saying that your buddy Grant, is that his name?
Yep.
That's was right. Scouting, and the expectation is 48 is a limit. So
that's right.
Six per person.
All couple days that we're out here.
Yeah.
I'm down for that. I'd be stoked.
I mean, hopefully, at least Saturday morning, at least a limit, and then everything else can just go with the flow. You know?
Bare minimum limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have said already on this podcast that disappointing expectations. Or what is it?
Okay,
I've said way too many times now.
I listened to you said earlier. I was like, he's about to screw it up. It's disappointment comes from improper expectations.
Disappointment comes from improper expectations.
Yeah. So if we set our expectations too high for Saturday, like 48 or bust, or 42 in my math, then, you know, anything less of that, it's going to be disappointing. So my over-under for Saturday morning is 19 and a half birds. That's my over-under.
Okay. Yeah.
Jake, over-under. 19 and a half.
Over.
Over? Okay, good. Oh, that's good.
Over.
Yeah. Well, I'm 19 and a half. We'll see where it comes out. That's the line. That's the betting odds. We can't online bet here in the state, unfortunately.
I know. It's a bummer.
It is.
All right.
But
appreciate it, Dylan. If you want to go grab Caleb for us and send him in here.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to in the morning. I'm already just looking forward to scouting. We talked about it all the time, guys. Like, you have to have a plan to go hunt, but we have a plan for scouting. Yeah. Like, we're splitting up, we're dividing and conquering, we're doing everything
boats,
we can.
We're taking two boats out tomorrow. We're going to have four boats here total for the week.
You want to bring her in there?
Is it starting to rain out there?
Weather's
moving in. Right now, what's today's date? It's the 11th.
Well, it's technically the 11th.
You know, right now, it was like 75 degrees today, but the cold front's rolling in. Cold front's rolling in up north. They're already starting to get pounded with snow this weekend. The cold front came in early this week in the Dakotas. Like, it's supposed to be high in the 20s. So duck traffic is on the way. Like, we're already seeing articles coming out that they're having mass exodus of the northern states right now. Ducks are on their way. I know the guys that we follow up in Canada, they're like getting covered in snow. Birds are moving out. Like, we're already seeing tons of them stacking around. We were driving around in Arkansas today, seeing birds coming in with us. We got Caleb here checking in. Caleb, when did you come across Arkansas today? Was it still dark? Was it dark? Were you able to see it all?
I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, we were seeing our normal fields. They weren't too covered up yet, but still starting to see ducks everywhere.
Yep.
And all the guys that we follow that have the big, you know, reservations, basically, the duck paradises.
The duck plantation.
They're covered up. Whispering Oaks, White Oaks, all those guys are starting to hold a lot of birds. But, Caleb, you're checking in with us here. We've been saying we're super freaking stoked because it's finally here. We've been waiting for this all daggum year. You know, we've had all season to prep, and we're still doing last-minute stuff trying to get ready. And here we are, you know, Caleb, 5 hours before we leave in the morning, you know, to get out on the water. What's your expectations of this weekend?
Well, I guess first off, it never really ends of the work. You're never fully prepared.
Yep.
So, I mean, if it's not duck season, you're getting ready for duck season.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's still tomorrow. That's what we were talking about, like, our tip to people trying to be successful going into this season is put in the work to scout. Like, we're making the tough choice to not go where we know there's going to be a banger goose hunt in the morning, but we're not going because we know we got to go ahead, especially if you want to be successful in these first few weekends that it's open. when most of these birds are kind of new, like they hadn't been called out a lot, maybe hadn't been shot at a lot. This is our opportunity to get ahead. You know, we all know it gets tougher later in the season. The birds like really adapt, but like these first weekends, we're going to even the odds a little bit. Yeah. So.
Caleb, we said before we've been mentally hunting for the past 2 weeks. Have you been mentally hunting for the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, every Saturday and Sunday morning, I'm off work. I'm watching YouTube of straight hunting videos, just getting ready, and obviously, my dog will sit there at the TV and just be locked in the entire time. So, you know, kind of, y'all seen her around here tonight. Yeah. She's nonstop hyper.
She's standing at the door. She's like, why is he in there when I'm out here?
When you text me at 10 o'clock at night, like, oh, I'm watching this video. I know it's like, we're just, everybody's sitting around just itching, like, ready to go.
Yeah. If I'm not there, I'm on Maps, Onyx, things like that, and just looking around. I mean, yeah. I'm just.
Did you buy any new gear that you're excited to use this year? Like, any new equipment? Jackets or anything?
No, I didn't buy anything new. Just got my shotgun redone, Rob Roberts.
That's right, yep.
Yep, sent that off. So
did you get some of the chokes to go with it?
I did. I got the T2, got them sighted in. They did the Cerakote. Great work there.
Yep.
Very, very pleased with it. Yeah, so.
And we were just looking at your boat. It looks pretty duggum sharp. So.
Yeah, Mighty White did a good job there. The paint job I'm most impressed with.
Yeah.
Put the extra storage in, but I mean, again, it's my great grandfather's boat, so like a lot goes into that, and I'm very pleased with it. So,
no, it looks good, and we're gonna need it. We got 4 boats this weekend, 8 guys. You know, I want to say 2 to a boat, but it's yeah. I mean, all of our trucks are just full of stuff. Like, it's the most gear-heavy sport, you know, that I can think of. You know, like I don't know why we have so much freaking crap. But you said you don't want to run mojos too much this year. Tell me what's your vibe on motion decoys and motion ducks. What are you thinking you're going to do?
I mean, motion, as long as the water's moving around, that's my biggest thing. Like, I don't need them, you know, the spinning wing mojo. And the floating ones are really well, like, do really well for us. But, I mean...
Like the ones that are splashing around and
stuff that, and then, I mean, you even have the spinner wings that sit and float on the water.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, on the pole, and it's just, I don't know, just motion on the water, and the ducks want to be there. It's...
Yeah.
The birds are going to do what they want to do, no matter.
I feel the same way. Like, I mean, the last few years, we hardly ever break out a mojo on a pole. Like, one, like Arkansas WMA, you can't have them.
Yeah.
But even in our other places, like, how often on the river did we ever be like, hey, let's take our mojo pole?
Like, never.
Never.
Yeah.
The only place that I used mojos last year was around here.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I'm super stoked about my floating flock of flickers. Like, I think those are going to be good.
Like, it's a flock of flicker 2. I don't know what happened with the flock of flicker 1. It was like they were here, and then they just disappeared.
They pulled them off the shelves, but they've totally redone it. I was just putting batteries in them. Thankfully, Weston had, like, 20 AA batteries sitting in his college.
Shocker. Shocker that we drove all the way here with new decoys and didn't have batteries for them.
Yeah, I just took them out of the box. They've been sitting in the house for 2 months. But I think they're going to work. I have had good success with those, and I feel like they're kind of rare. Like, not everybody has flock of flickers. They were rare, but they just came out with those. But I when you read the comments, a lot of people were hating on them. Like, oh, there's no more. You know, can I send in my old ones and get new ones? You know, so like that's what people were saying. But, yeah. But Drew's coming tomorrow. He's our buddy. We hunt with him. You hunt with him a lot too. He is the.
He's the GG. The gadget guy,
the dude. Gadget guy, yeah. He's going to bring every gadget and gizmo. What, you know, he's not bringing any decoys. He's bringing all motion. So he texted me. He said, no decoys, right? I'm just in charge of motion. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Like, so yeah. I have no idea.
You know, Drew's going to roll out there with about 5 car batteries.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, he's going to have the car battery, and he's going to have the Vortex, and he's going to have the spinner wings on the Vortex. So, I mean, well, you know, sometimes it's a little much, you know, it'll push him off. You know, so
Drew's going to have to get out there 2 hours early just to start, you know, wiring up the whole operation out there.
Drew's, the Vortex is cool. I'll tell you this, I've hunted over it with Drew before, and you sort of like look over out of your corner of your eye, and you're like, there's a duck.
It truly looks like they're circling.
Yeah, it looks real. Now, do I want to hunt over it that bad? Like, I think hunting with big stuff like that, with 8 guys, recipe for disaster.
We'll find out.
Absolutely. We're going to see how much 2-shot that decoy can really hold. Okay? Yeah. Like, we're going to get smoked.
Yeah. What else would he be bringing besides the Vortex?
He's going to bring his Go Ducks.
I know he's got some of the Higdon
Pulsators.
Okay. Yes, he's got two or three of those. And
I can just see him at home right now, like plugging every. He's got like.
He's blown a fuse. He's for sure blown a fuse in his house already, trying to charge everything. I mean, he's got that one thing. It's like a Go Ducks or whatever, and everything like goes around in a circle. That thing hooks up to a car battery too.
Oh yeah, 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 it does.
Dude.
So he's gonna have two car batteries.
It'll move like 8 decoys in a circle, and yeah, I mean it's cool.
Yeah.
But the dog's gonna trip over.
Yeah,
it'll be an adventure for sure. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. I like mojos, but motion, like water motion, is important.
Yeah,
and especially out here today when I went out this evening, it was glass, and so it's definitely. I mean, we can't really kick out here like we do in the timber and stuff. Like we're totally relying on jerk rigs and any other kind of electronic motion that we can get.
And with the water being so shallow, it can just get so still. So like,
yeah,
I feel like it'll help. And we'll play it by ear. Like we may have to take them up, but you have to do that everywhere else too. So like we'll figure it out. But what's another thing? So we're hunting 3 dogs this weekend. We've been talking about who's not coming. He's not bringing Daisy. Okay, he said that. What was his reasoning?
He just didn't want to bring her.
I'm surprised about that. So we're only hunting 2 dogs. It makes the conversation a little bit easier.
Just ruin your point?
Well, no, we've been talking about how to hunt multiple dogs in groups, you know, like it's like something to at least discuss, you know, like you have a lot of dogs going on. You go on the timber in Arkansas, like it could be a ton of dogs and like trying to get all the dogs to play well with the others and stuff like that. But that he's not bringing one, that makes it easier. We only got 2 dogs out there. Dova and L seem to get along pretty well, so
it should be Dirty pretty, Dova and
Dirty Dova and L, so they're ready to go. We both have the Mo-Marsh stands.
Yeah,
I know one toy that I'm excited about. It's not a toy, but I got those new Heyday decoys. I guess Lifetime. It was either bought out by Heyday.
Lifetime changed the name to Heyday. Okay. I looked it up.
Yeah, well, they're cool decoys. So I guess they were Life, as everybody would know them, Lifetime, but they're Heydays now. They're injection molded, I guess, like the Crocs again and the light boots. Super light for the most part. I only bought a dozen. That's all I could afford at the time because they're super expensive. But
he goes, I bought a dozen, and I was like, well, I guess I'll buy a dozen too. And I got on there and go, I ain't buying these.
He called me.
He's
like, a dozen. I'm like, oh, I may look into it. And then he was like, this is what it was. I was like,
yeah, they were expensive, but like their selling point was like, hey, they're gonna last a lifetime, you know. So they look realistic. They look good. I mean, I really don't think we could tear them up. I'm sure we'll put it to the test.
You mean you want me to blast one?
Well, that's what Evan said. He said first shot. He said everybody's gonna have their shotgun in the sky. He said I'm be aiming at your new decoy. And I said okay, we'll see. But I think unless you blew its head off, a few bullets in it, it's not gonna hurt it because it can't. It's hollow on the inside. You know, it's.
You didn't get the flocked ones, right?
I didn't get the flocked ones. That's just too much. You know, that's something else to break.
So, I like flocked decoys. I think flocked decoys look good. I think that they don't last as long. Yeah, like, they're only good for a season, whereas the lifetime decoys should last a lifetime, theoretically.
That's the hope. But, you know, we'll see. But we're here. We got, it's almost 1 o'clock, so probably time to
I'm so tired.
I know, it's time to get ready to go to bed. Get 3.5 hours, 4 hours of sleep, and get up and go after him.
But I'm going
to
eat all my little Debbie gingerbread,
snacks,
man.
All of our snacks are going to be gone, but we'll pretty much wrap it up. We got a lot of work to do before we go kill a bunch of ducks this whole weekend. So if any of you guys are out hunting this weekend, I don't know when we'll get this podcast out, but best of luck to everybody. Hope y'all do well. Hope y'all shoot them. Send us some pictures. Go leave a review on Apple or Spotify if you don't mind. And other than that, we'll see you at the boat ramp.
See you boys at the ramp.